Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hopefully the luck of the Irish is smiling on those in Irving right now. Thank you so much for joining me in the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and crews with the National Weather Service have been out today surveying the damage from yesterday's storms. So far, we know they had straight-line wind damage in Garland with winds as strong as 75 miles per hour. Crews have also determined it was an EF1 tornado that touched down in Irving with winds as strong as 110 miles per hour. Today, people are taking a full scope look at the damage.
It's a difficult morning in Irving, where tornado victims are getting a first look at their torn-apart homes. The Garden Grove townhomes on Shady Grove Road were hit especially hard. 11-year-old Stephanie says it's too unstable for her family to go back inside. Translating for them, she said they were shocked to see the damage.
It was like, what happened here?
The roof was torn off at least 7 units. Pieces of it are just hanging off the front of the building. Other parts were thrown onto cars below, so some people not only lost the use of their homes, they lost the use of their cars, too. In Irving, Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
People who live in Fort Worth may have escaped wind damage in yesterday's storms, but now they're checking their cars and roofs for hail damage.
The widest area of hail coverage was south and west of downtown Fort Worth. One man who lives near TCU says he was glad to see no dents or broken windows on his car, but he says when the storm hit, his daughter had to find another way home because some streets were flooded.
It took her a while to get home, so yeah, it was bad for a lot of people, but not me in particular.
Another visiting with family from Oklahoma says he sees hail often, but this was some of the biggest he had seen.
We just try to be smart about it. We went to the zoo before that, and we planned ahead to make sure because we knew that line of storm was coming through and whatnot.
The National Weather Service got reports of hail the size of eggs and golf balls in Fort Worth and Benbrook. This area had some of the most hail reports, but the biggest was in Weatherford, where someone saw hail the size of an apple. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Two Dallas police officers have been fired after arrests. Senior Corporal Jaqueline Mitchell was fired for a DWI arrest, driving a police vehicle while intoxicated, and for using a police vehicle while off-duty, according to the department. Officer John Rizel was fired after an arrest on a charge of disorderly conduct. He was in an argument with another man in a parking lot in Lancaster when the department says he went to his car, grabbed an AR-15, and approached the other man. A witness had to call 911. This is not Rizel's first arrest. Both have been with the department since 2013. A Grapevine man who was seen on the U.S. Senate floor during the January 6th riot has been sentenced to federal prison.
A federal judge in D.C. has sentenced Larry Brock to 2 years in federal prison for trying to stop the certification of the 2020 presidential election. It was less than half of the 5 years the government recommended. Brock was widely photographed on the U.S. Senate floor holding zip ties while wearing tactical gear, including a helmet. U.S. District Court Judge John Bates found a lot of good in Brock from his military service to his community work in Grapevine, but it was Brock's incendiary online rhetoric that was the deciding factor. The judge called it chilling stuff. Brock was given the chance to talk but declined. His attorney said there will be an appeal and he advised him against speaking. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Plano police say they've made an arrest in this week's hit and run that killed a 29-year-old woman. Police have arrested 55-year-old Richard Crockett of Sherman in connection with Monday's wreck that happened on southbound 75. Crockett has been charged with the death of 29-year-old Lee Daniels of McKinney. That's a second-degree felony. It was Monday night that Daniels' car stalled on the highway and she was rear-ended. She then got out of her car and was struck by the driver of a semi and thrown into oncoming traffic, killing her. And Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott is speaking out about the release of running back Ezekiel Elliott. Prescott says Zeke is a great friend and the move is tough.
I'm hurt. I'm sure he is, but it's more important for me just to be able to support him. I know he's got more opportunities coming his way, and love that guy, proud of him, number one supporter in here for him no matter what.
Went on to say there's a sense of urgency with this year's team.
And it's now or never, it's simple as that, and yeah, no sugarcoating.
Now, Prescott is only one of 10 Cowboys still on the roster since the end of the 2019 season. In other news, the Cowboys signed his backup, Cooper Rush, to a two-year deal. With your afternoon all-local, I'm Austin York.
The all-local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.